Well, I'm glad you've had that home life and other experiences. You mentioned the college that you went to. Which one was that?
Yeah, I went to St. Olaf College, which is in Minnesota. It's a great little school. They have a beautiful music program, and that's where I joined the choirs, and I got to go on my first music tours with the choirs there, and just a wonderful place for me to spend 4 years of my life. It was a really amazing community. I'm still close friends with a lot of my roommates and people that I met while living there.
Yeah, I've got some friends who've gone there, and the Suchtings, maybe you even overlapped with one of the two Suchtings that went there. And
I don't think so.
Okay. But yeah, just great folks there. And Northfield, right where it's located in Minnesota,
exactly.
Has got a special, wonderful bubble over it. There's two colleges there, in fact, that are both really special. I just don't know why that area of the country got so much blessedness on it. I don't know.
It's so funny, right? It is. It's so silly. It's this little tiny town. I think the population doubles when the semester starts or something. You know, it's something ridiculous like that. I think the slogan for Northfield is it's the home of community cows and contentment or something like that. I just remember arriving thinking, oh boy, what did I just sign up for?
Yeah, it's a pretty special place. And actually, you know, I'm Quaker, and there's in Minnesota and Wisconsin together, I think there are four or five Quaker meeting houses. And one of them was just built a couple years ago in Northfield, because there's a certain Quaker connection or little pod of Quakers there. For a place that's so relatively small as Northfield, it's kind of amazing to have a Quaker meeting house there. It's just, it tells you that there's something germinating there that's out of the norm.
Yeah, how interesting.
Yeah.